Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hi, I'm LaVon, Reverend LaVon, from Skye, Minnesota, and with me today I have Shreese Thorne.
Yes, hi LaVon, how are you?
Real good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm actually looking forward to today's show, so
yeah,
thank you
too.
For having me on the air with you.
Okay. Well, you know, you and I were talking, and we kind of thought maybe it would be kind of one of the things we want to let people know that we're on the radio is we want to let them know of some of our tools or services that we have to offer them. And, of course, I am a massage therapist, and, of course, that has to be done in person, and I do ear candling. But I also do a thing called trauma erase, which I can do in person, but also I can do it on the phone. Now, you do something similar, but what do you call it, Shreese?
I call mine, I actually offer a variety of different alternative therapies for people. So I offer soul reflections and healing, which is a very deep, intense healing in terms of clearing karmic or conditioned energies from the chakras. And that one's very intense. So I only suggest that to people who really want to make a life change who really feel that they are going through a difficult time and they need an intense amount of energy being channeled. But I also offer intuitive counseling combined with astrology and Akashic records for people who just really want to kind of become more aware of themselves, understand what's going on in their lives, what paths should they be taking, you know, what's going on with the hubby or the kid or whatever. So I offer two different types of sessions, because some people need a transformational experience. Some people really need to move forward, and they need a life change. And then other people really just want some guidance and support, which is what, when you offer your trauma erase, I think you do a little bit of both. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm realizing that I do trauma erase even when I'm doing my other services, you know, I realize it afterwards or after I talk to them. And like I am a massage therapist, but I really got into doing massage because I'm a Reiki master and I'm in an area where that is not really accepted. So I can use my healing energy, but I've had people ask me to do Reiki on them because there are some that know what it is. And next minute I knew we're doing a trauma erase. So it's like all of our gifts that we do, we never know what we're going to be doing. So it's led by the divine. But I think you and I have found out that the doing it on the phone is almost more powerful than in person, right?
I believe so. It really depends because, you know, it depends on really what you want. Because in terms of the soul reflection, I like to do that long distance because the energy being channeled doesn't have to be in person. I don't find that it's any better, let's put it that way, because energy, it just is. So I'm expanding my field out to the person's, you know, luminous body or their word coach or their luminous egg, whatever you want to call it. And what I'm doing is I'm channeling the particular type of frequency or vibration that they would need to have the negative emotion, or what some Eastern philosophies call karma, removed from their system, or transmuted, or transcended, whatever you want to call it. So I don't necessarily need them here. Some people do like the experience of having, you know, hands-on, and they like to see the crystals that I use. They like to see the Tibetan bowls and the crystal bowls, and, you know, I have a crystal lamp. So they like the one-on-one, but it's not necessary. It's fun. But it's necessary. Plus, I have realized that, you know, after doing this for, you know, 10 years, a lot of people will forget what happens in the session, even if you have taped a tape for them or a CD. So I've come up with a two-part page chart, which you've seen before.
Yes, I have.
Which really helps people just kind of understand what's going on. And it's something, it's a reference. It's a two-page soul analysis, and it covers everything. It covers what the emotion is. It covers how it got there, you know, what happened. It covers their spirit guides, their angels, their archangels. It covers symbols. You know, if you can think it, I've put it in there. And that way people can go take their own path and then choose how to self-heal, because it's really very instructional, which is also what we're teaching in the program.
Well, you know, what you do, I've added a lot of it to what the trauma you raise, but like you said, there is a similarity.
Yes, there is.
And I like the way you tape it, because then when I go out to work, I put it in my CD player, and it really, like you say, we don't remember everything, and it's been proven that people have to hear things at least 3 times for it to sink in. And then the energy of your voice is very uplifting. And that fact, I've gone to your home a handful of times now, and just walking in your home is it's like walking into another dimension or something. You just feel the energy. So there is blessings on both sides of going and then just talking. And just what we're doing now, people are hearing us all over the country plus Canada. I mean, it would be impossible for the average person to come to our home. But it is exciting how did I learn more about this trauma erased by having it done to me, you know? So that is another benefit, if that's what's on your mind, that you'd like to help people in this way.
Now, you mentioned before that you would maybe try and give people a better understanding of what the trauma erase is. I mean, I know what it is because I've seen you do it, but other people haven't. So if you have the numbers to call out, maybe callers might want to call in and
yes.
and try and firsthand experience, you know, what is this trauma erase?
Okay, if you're toll-free, it's 877-876-5227, direct 530-876-3222, and then if you're from Canada, 888 815-9750. So if you want to call in, ask questions, or even have a little sample of what we're doing, because that is a nice way to explain it to the other listeners, you know, you're more than welcome to call. Now, you know, it's kind of interesting with me. I don't know how it's with you, Charisse, but any times I get into something, it's like I experience it first. And because that's the way God has dealt with me, the divine, the universe, whatever you want to call it, when it's like I almost know right then what's going on, or at least a little bit into what I'm doing. And actually, I went down, we're offering also a school, and what's so neat about many things that we offer, you can do it through the phone, mail, internet, you know. And, you know, and what happened with me was my daughters, I've homeschooled my kids. They're right now they're 31, 32, so they're still my kids, but I'd say, 8 years ago, my one daughter, they're so used to me running their lessons. So she said, you know, Mom, I'd like to do massage. Could you find out how we could do that? Because we live in a corner of the country that, you know, the nearest Walmart is 60 miles and, you know, the nearest technical school is now they offer massage 60 miles, but at that time it was like 110 miles. And that's a little bit of a ways to go. So I'm a prayer warrior. I really believe in prayer. And so I asked for wisdom, and all of a sudden I got this impression to get on the internet and find something that could be done on the internet or video or DVD. So I did, and, you know, of course, when you put something on the computer, you know, let's say you put the word massage videos, tapes. Well, guess what? I saw around 3 million, and I thought, oh, boy. But the first one I looked at, I liked what I heard, but I still had to see if there was something better or different. And I looked, and nothing was better than that. So, but to do this program, which you can do yourself if you're interested in doing a massage, is at the time they had a video. Now they have video and DVD. So the prices have changed. I don't even know exactly what it is right now, but it was very affordable. You know, it was better than have for 6 months not, you know, not going to work, have to travel 2 hours there, 2 hours back. So of course you'd have to stay there during the time. So I got into the video program and I got it in February. I started taking it, and what was nice is that you had to do 100 hours of practice, and they had books and stuff like that you had to read, and then when you thought you were ready, you went and you had to go get certified either in Virginia or the state of Virginia or Michigan, and then you had to take the test, and if they thought you were okay, they certified you. Well, I really liked it because I started in February, and by August, I went down to get certified. But when I went there, the lady who certified me, there was some little time in between, she gave me 3 videos to watch, and it was trauma erase. And I liked what I saw, and I even told her when I left, I says, you know, I know you were to certify me in massage, but the main reason I came was to do this trauma erase. Then, of course, we offer that now because it's sad to say, well, not sad to say, the lady left, she passed on, you know, so death is not sad. We're still alive. We, you know, just leave the journey. Well, I called up her son, and nobody's doing anything with it, so I am in charge. So you can actually do the trauma erase if you feel impressed. So here's a program that we can offer again through... right now, it's on video, but we're going to try to get it on DVD, right, Charisse?
Yes, yes. We'll transfer it over to DVD sooner.
Yeah, so anyways, and this too, of course, you know, you have to practice so many hours, and then there's a test, and then you can be certified, so it's another modality for healing. So anyways, I have been doing a trauma erase. Of course, my number one thing I do up here is massage because of where I'm at, but I don't think it's going to be that long where that'll be my number one because I believe with this radio station and other ways, and it's getting around a little bit, that this trauma erase really works. And again, when I do massage and ear candling, and I've already attuning people because I'm a Reiki master, and that's another thing that can be done through our school. We have a lot to choose from, you know, and it's for the common folk as well as the rich people and the poor people. We try to make it so anyone, if they know they're being led and we know they're being led, we will be of service and help you get to that point. Now, I thought that was kind of interesting in the beginning, Charisse, how you mentioned that only those that, how did you say that, for your particular services, only if you want to be...
Only if you really want a transformational life experience. You know, certain people don't need to expand or accelerate. I mean, we're all at a different stage. So there's, you know, different types of healings for different types of people. So, you know, the soul reflection that I offer is, it is very intense. And there is a life change almost immediately, sometimes within 24 hours. So... I offer that only to those who really aren't happy with the way that their life is going right now, and they really want a change. Because if you go to somebody as a healer and they channel an enormous amount of energy to you, and you're not ready for a change, then the healing is no longer healing. It's really all about the soul and what it needs. So I realized that, you know, some people just, it was too intense for some people. That's why I started offering just the intuitive counseling and a little bit of astrology, because there's, you know, everybody's where they're at, no judgment, and we have to learn how to be of best assistance to people. It's really not about me. It's how can I help other people. So I've cultivated the healing abilities in several past lifetimes. So in this lifetime, it's very natural to me. So just because it's natural to me doesn't mean that's the only thing that I can offer. Intuitive counseling is something that can be of great benefit. You know, a lot of people don't understand what Akashic records are. They want to know what their past lives are. They want to understand their astrology. They want to understand what's going on with their husband or their, you know, father, son, whatever. Some people just need a reading. Some people just need to understand what's going on in their life, not necessarily have a life change. So that's why it's really important to always think about how best you can be of service. You know, my intent for my life is to be of selfless service. And that means not thinking about, you know, what's only good for me. It's really what's good for other people. How can I help other people by being loving and being able to channel energy, but also respecting myself, what is enhancing. So the soul reflections and healing that I offer, they're very enhancing to me and the other person because it's really all about education. The focus is liberating the soul. This is very intense. The focus is liberating the soul. So I'm not going to lie and say this is entertainment and this is just a little bit of energy transference. I don't call it Reiki for that reason. Reiki's channeling life force energy, you know, for the well-being and overall health, and lots of wonderful things can happen with Reiki. But when I do the soul reflections and healing, it is targeted. I'm targeting the karma. I'm targeting that old, dense, very heavy energy that the person has not been able to let go themselves. The person really just needs some help to work with, and that's why they would be calling me up. Whereas the Reiki, when I use the Reiki energy healing, it really promotes a well-being in the person. When you've done Reiki on people, people, you know, get off the table and they just feel very good about themselves, or, you know, they're at a greater sense of peace. They feel calm. Sometimes if they're sick, they're healed. You know how it could do so many different things? Whereas the Reiki is, you know, channeling universal life force energy for the well-being of the person. It's just enhancing their field. And when I do the soul reflection healing, I'm targeting that karma. I'm targeting the hard stuff that the person can't get through. It's not just a general channeling. So the reason why I started the school is because there are so many different modalities. There's so many different types of healings, and I think that healers really should expand out and learn all these different techniques. They should learn the Reiki, the therapeutic touch, and the healing touch. I've taken them all because when you take them all, then you have more tools available to you have more access. You have more to access, and then you can really help somebody. It's really your duty as a healer to expand your awareness as much as you can so that when somebody does come to you, you have access to all these tools. You have access to all this energy so that you can really be of great service. So when you were talking about the trauma erase, that would be your tool. That's what you have perfected. So, you know, let's say you were to come again in your next lifetime, it would just be natural to you to offer trauma erase. But then you might have to learn how to do something else. Now, we all have our gifts and abilities. Just like I was a medium for a long time, it was just natural because I had awakened in previous lifetimes, so I didn't have to work so hard in this one. But that wasn't my mission. My mission is not to be a medium. My mission is to be a spiritual healer and teacher. And there's a difference there. I think mediums are healer in a way because they're really helping people to realize there's other realms. My desire, my target, is to help people liberate their souls. And everybody has their own special mission and purpose, and everybody's mission and purpose is very unique and equally important. No one's mission is greater than another. What's the key element to become aware of is, are you fulfilling your soul's purpose? Are you thinking of yourself? Are you... I mean, self as in the soul. Are you fulfilling the soul's purpose? And do you feel compelled to do something in particular? If you're feeling drawn towards a particular type of healing or drawn towards a particular type of healer or path or whatever you want to call it, then that means your soul is nudging you to move forward and it wants to grow and evolve. Just like you have studied many different modalities and different types of healings. We all have to do this. This is part of the journey. And it's actually a blessing to be able to do this.
And what's neat about our school is that you go as far as you want, you know, because there is a complete program. And you'll know. And another thing that's quite interesting, Charisse, is how recently we've recognized that we have a price. And if somebody, there are people that have said they can't with that price, you know, it's not that. If they were supposed to, the price would be there, right? The money would come. And we've learned it's kind of a safety device because there have been people that you have especially worked with, and because you lowered it, it was too much for them because they weren't really ready.
Yeah, that's a principle, a shamanic principle called Aini, and that's how my spiritual name is. People used to call me Anye, A-N-Y-I. It depends on how you spell it. I worked with the Peruvian shamans, but it's called divine reciprocity. And what it means is that if you're going to share energy, if I'm going to share energy with somebody, then it's an equal and opposite exchange. There's a relationship going on. So by me lowering my fee, I did for a little bit because I really felt like I had something to offer, and there's just certain people who just at the time felt that they couldn't afford it. So I tried my best to accommodate. I'm a minister, so I try my best to accommodate. But what was happening is I was channeling more than they could handle. And the message I got from my spirit guides is that I wasn't in a relationship anymore. I wasn't in a harmonious relationship with the universe. I was imbalancing. I was living in imbalance because I was thinking, well, you know, if they couldn't afford it. But the reality is when it's time, then they can. And it doesn't necessarily have to be me for them to work with. You do not light a match if the person cannot handle it. That's not loving. You've got to care about other people. Don't be selfish. So it's really a matter of only sharing what somebody really wants. And in the end, you don't ever have to go to anybody else. The greatest teacher is within you. The science has already proven that we're all one. We're all divinely interconnected, and energy is existing equally within each and every one of us. So the source is inside. We go to other people just to help us see ourselves, though. You don't want to follow somebody else. You just want to go to them to help awaken. But in the end, you can do it all on your own because you're never going to be, quote-unquote, alone. The source is inside of you. It's tapping into that source that takes time and effort. But when you do, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience, and then you want to share it with others, and that's where all the healers come in. They've experienced, you know, the bliss of awakening and raising their consciousness, and then they want to heal it with other people.
Well, you know, one thing that's really, like you mentioned, that if it's supposed to be, the money will be there. Then the universe is saying, this is what you're supposed to do. And there is truth to that, because this last week, there's a gal that I was working with. Well, I met her. It was a very blizzardy day. And I was going down a special road because I'm at least 30 miles from where I have to go. And our roads are pretty rough up here. But one road I know from experience is a lot better when the roads are rough. So I decided to go that way. And here there's a van sitting on the side of the road. And I realized they were having trouble. But the first thing that came to my mind is this wise? Because, you know, who's in the van? But I prayed and I felt like I should help. Well, I found out they were getting nervous when they saw me, thinking, is this wise to have this person help? Because we couldn't see each other. Well, make a long story short, I met this lady, and she only has one arm. And she basically, she's from the big cities, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and she was moving here to take care of her four grandchildren because her daughter died of cancer. Well, anyways, we didn't see each other for a while, but then she did come because she saw me at a health fair, and she kind of recognized me, and then she realized who I was. So I started massaging her on a regular basis. But when you're a grandmother of four grandchildren and you're on basically SSI because of the missing arm and you get money for your grandkids, money can get tight. Well, this week, about 2 weeks ago, I tried calling her because I realized I haven't heard from her, but I couldn't reach her. And all of a sudden, I have this little corner where I have, this little store lets me set my detox foot patches, and I can get health items, almost anything you want, maybe not the brand name, but if you have an herb or essential oil or many other things. You know, I call myself the peddler up here because my car looks like it, too. I have all this stuff you can buy. Well, anyways, all of a sudden, I'm in my car, and I'm supposed to get stuff out of my car, and I looked, and there was one bottle of cherry juice, which is excellent for aches and pains and headaches and name it. It's just like a natural painkiller. So I grabbed it because something said, bring it in. So I walk into the store, and I look, and here's a lady walking out of the store with one arm. And I thought, that's her. So I yelled, Joy! And she turned around, and what was really strange was somebody was buying my cherry juice, and it was leaving. I mean, it was gone quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So here she was walking to meet me where I do massage, looking for me, and here I just happened to see her, so I yelled, Joy! So she turned around, and we talked, and here this lady who pinches nickels, but when she takes this cherry juice, it takes away her headaches, and her whole body hurts, because when she was working for a factory, the boss was gone, everybody was gone, she climbed in a machine to fix it, and the boss came in and turned it on, not knowing she was in there. So that's how she lost her arm, plus the rest of her body really got affected from it. So here's a lady who really figures she can't afford my items, but the universe set it up so she could, and to her it was that important also. So she spent like $100, and she was so excited at how she was coming looking for me. Here I am walking into this store, and her thought was, I've got to find LaVon. And here I saw her. So to me, that was very exciting how I was led and she was led. But also, again, the universe knew that this would help her because, like she says, she could probably get the medicine through the insurance, but she's like a zombie. So I think it's really exciting when you can see the divine's guidance.
And I think that's a challenge for some people, being able to see the divine's guidance, and that's where intuitive counseling comes in, or meditation, or using vibrational medicine. In terms of vibrational medicine, to me is using what people have been able to understand about energy and how it works to help heal yourself. So there are I have a lot of crystals in my home. As a way of helping me to clear and balance my field and to remain aware of the realms that are around me. I advocate multidimensional awareness. It's really important that we stop thinking that 3D is all that there is. There are so many levels of consciousness around us, but it's to become aware of them. And let's not just rely on, let's not just think about those who have crossed over, let's think about angels, let's think about archangels, let's think about other entities, let's think about other galaxies and other universes. Let's not be limited to this planet. Although it's beautiful and it's a wonderful divine experience, I don't want to just live this life out thinking that this is all that there is when I know that there's more. You get to a point in your soul's life where you realize that you've been here an awfully long time and you keep reincarnating over and over again. So you start to remember your past life. And then you start to remember that there's an in-between life. I remember before I came here. So if there's a before I came here in this particular one, there must be a before the last one and a before that, which means really what I'm seeking is to be multidimensionally aware but balanced while in my physical body. And that's a bit of a challenge because when you get into these higher, more subtle realms, sometimes you become very sensitive. So sometimes I'm overly sensitive, but it's something you just have to work with.
When you say sensitive, like when I think of sensitive, it's like if someone says, you got a pimple on your nose, and I go, oh, but you're meaning in all ways, right? Like pain.
Yes, no, I mean sensitive in if the person's not feeling well, like if the person has cancer, I would become very ill, or if the person has a brain aneurysm or something like that. That's what I've experienced in the past. Like whatever the person is experiencing, I would experience as an empath.
Well,
now sensitive in that way. Also sensitive to what are they feeling and what are they thinking.
Now, you just answered a question for me because my teeth are doing great, and I sat with a gal yesterday that has sensitive teeth, and my teeth have been sensitive since then.
Yeah, and that's just, that's energy.
Okay, but it doesn't last, right?
No, it doesn't last, and really, you have to just clear it. There's no point in complaining about it. Just clear it.
Well, how would you clear it now with my teeth, just so for those that are listening? what would be because this is how we work in our school, right? We try to deal with people personally.
Yeah.
So if you were in my shoes and you knew your teeth were hurting because this gal's teeth were sensitive, so what would you do to clear this?
I would go look up in one of the books, you know, the Louise Hay book, or I would sit in meditation and find out what the issue is. You know, teeth are it's in your mouth. It's all about communication, right? It's all about how you feel about yourself. You know, are they speaking the truth? Stuff like that. So you have to find out what the issue is. So it depends. Is it meant for you to clear this? If it's still bothering you and it's been a few hours, then it's really no point in asking if it's meant for you to clear it, because you want to clear it for your own self anyhow. So you would go look up in a book what does teeth mean, and then you would just find out what would be the affirmation that you would use. And I keep using the word just, and that's inappropriate because sometimes it's not so easy. So with this lady, what I'm sensing is she clenches all the time. She's not speaking her truth, and she's not to break her privacy, I have no idea who she is, and we didn't mention her name, but sometimes we partner up with people who don't listen to you, and then you end up clenching, and that's where a lot of people get lockjaw, or they get that, you know, that thing where their mouth spasms, and that has a lot to do with not being able to speak your truth. And the constant clenching and grinding of the teeth means she's not getting her own private, personal space. Her boundaries are not being honored. So for you to do as a healer, and this is only if you want to, you would find out what the equal and opposite thought would be. So that's where the soul reflections come in. That's why I write the chart out. So when you're doing the chart, the thought is, you know, what is she thinking? Her core issue is she's really angry because she feels that she's not able to speak her truth.
Well, just from my experience, that is her issue.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a lot to do with where we're living.
Of course, yeah, but we choose these circumstances for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no judgment. We choose these circumstances for a reason. So, you know, she's choosing to live in that particular area so she could deal with this issue. So you would channel what would be the appropriate thought for her to have. What would be the healing thought for her to have? Some people use the word affirmation. I use the word counterbalancing thought. Because what you want to do is heal what's happening in the person's field, which has now become your problem. Now, I never advocate taking on things from other people because I think that's really unhealthy. But it's like the pot calling the kettle black. I do it all the time, and you just have to learn to really make healthy boundaries between yourself and another. You know, we're not victims. So part of the parcel of me becoming aware of these higher dimensions means, okay, I'm a little oversensitive, but I'm either going to be grateful for it or I'm going to complain. It's really up to me. So I'm grateful because I want to be aware of these other dimensions. So I do things like extra self-care, sea salt baths and essential oils and an enormous amount of meditation and praying and yoga and everything you can think of. Because to me, it's important to be conscious of what's going on around me. You know, in my book, I wrote about the nine dimensions. I need to know these nine dimensions. Otherwise, I'm not happy. I can't be happy just, you know, living in this little dream world here. There's a lot more going on. And pretending this is all that there is really staying asleep. I want to be awake.
And what's the name of your book again?
Knowing Spirits or Healing Your Soul.
And
then
how can you get that?
The first chapter, yeah, the very first portion of it is the nine dimensions. And there's other authors who have written about dimensions. I'm not the only one. And the dimensions are not coming to me from channeling. I didn't channel the information. I saw it. I'm seeing into those dimensions. And as far as I can see, it's not hallucinations because I was very, you know, lucid when I see what's going on around me. And I see it now as I'm sitting on the phone with you. I can see into the other dimensions because they're right here. I'm not working too hard. They're right here. But I had to clear my field in order to become aware of what was going on. So let's get back to the teeth. You were saying, what should you do about the teeth? So you come up with the thought or the healing energy that you would need. So you could say, it is safe for me to speak my truth, if you think that is appropriate. What are you sensing? Is that appropriate?
Yes, I think that's very good.
Yeah. So, and that's what you, and that's really what you do with the trauma erase.
Very much the same. Just people, I think, from the area I'm in, trauma erase is accepted more than those other terms because, you know, it's just such a backwards community here. And I actually think it's a good thing because people, you know, it's good and it's bad, but, you know, I'm not to judge. It depends on where your mindset is. But you don't have to lock your doors up here and stuff. I mean, I see people.
Yeah, it's experience. It's, you know,
yeah,
remember
people
yeah.
are, yeah, they're very, you know, they
it's
try
experience.
To be good. Is that what I'm yeah. trying to say? So.
Yeah. And everybody's doing the best up there. And, it, you know, your energy field is, a lot of your energy field is very powerful as a result of being on such pure land, and then you can help more people. There's a reason for all this. You know, and if somebody's unconscious, it just means it's not their time just yet. Because I used to be frustrated when I would, you know, talk to people about being a medium and say, you know, hey, you, by the way, your father is there and he's following me around where he wants to tell you this. People really were freaked out. They didn't like me. They thought I was a freak. They didn't want to talk to me. I lost a lot of friendships because they thought I was a nutcase. But they were really there. They're walking around. I mean, come on. We can't ignore them. They're here. There's no, you know, there's nothing that we can do to stop them from being there. It's whether or not you want to acknowledge them. And I think that it was scary for some people because some people want them to just go to a heaven and be in a heavenly place. They don't like the fact that their dead relatives are still in their home and, you know, walking around and still, quote-unquote, living. That's a very disconcerting thought for a lot of people. But I advocate that heaven is a state of consciousness that exists within the soul. So I'm seeking to ascend to a heavenly level of consciousness right now. And I'm, you know, I still have to evolve. We all do. So I'm always evolving. I'm always seeking to evolve. But I don't believe I'm going to go somewhere else. When I leave my body, I'm going to end up in the same level of consciousness that I was in the body. I'm not going to change much. So if you're attached to the physical body while you're here, and then you die, you're still going to be attached, but it just won't be a physical body, but it'll be an astral body. And there's no judgment.
Well, you know, just yesterday I was talking to someone, and you mentioned the different consciousness, the different dimensions, and when I first started to meditate, by maybe the first six times, I would actually see, it looked like people were floating, but they were like, it was like if I would see you, and you know, but it looked like they didn't see me. They were just kind of like in a daze. But one time, a particular one turned their face and looked right in my face, and I, of course, I got out of the meditative state because I didn't expect it, and I was so new. And it ended up this person a month later died, so this person was still alive. So what was that?
That was their astral body. And it, there's different types of bodies, which I put in the book. That's the Knowing Spirits or Healing Your Soul book. That's why I wrote the book, because we have different bodies. We have a physical body, and then we have an astral body. So I sometimes, not all the time, I'm able to physically leave my body and take my astral body, and I'll go to the person's house that I'm working on, and I'll be able to tell them, okay, I'm in a room that's blue, or I'm in a room that's yellow. I'm in a room with a rocking chair in the corner. So they can know what I'm doing. That's why you know, there's no reason to be stuck in a physical body. So, you know, I've worked with several people. The most recent one was a woman who had a friend die. So I went to where the friend was, and the friend had a blue house with posts and all this stuff, and I described the house, and I went there, I took a look at it. And she's like, oh, that's her parents' house. And these are things that I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know a post and, you know, a trail and a river here. These are things that I don't know. So you've got to travel. You got to travel and you got to find out. So you were seeing her astral body because her physical body was dying. Her astral body was actually starting to, quote, unquote, live. So that's
oh,
why
so
you
she,
saw her.
So her soul was kind of leaving already?
Yeah, her consciousness was aware, fully aware that she was going to cross over. You know, our soul is aware of when we're going to die. I know exactly when I'm going to die, how I'm going to die. I knew how I died in my last lifetime. It wasn't pretty, probably won't be pretty again, but it doesn't matter. It's the soul knows. It's us at the personality level that we're not really fully aware. So the soul really knows. So her soul was aware that she didn't have much more than a month left, and she was sending you a message. She was saying, hey, I'm going into this astral realm. She probably wants you to talk to her. and you're a healer, she probably wants to be with you. You know, you're a light bearer. You,
well, you know,
emit a lot of light.
I have found out that I have many gifts, and one of my gifts is to help the people pass on. And yesterday I was thinking about it, knowing this now, that that's one reason, because I used to be a door knocker. I used to, when I was a gospel worker, I used to go door to door with the, you know, really excellent Bible books for children and stuff like that. And she pulled me in, and she wouldn't let me go. And the way she kept calling me and kept inviting me to her house, see, her soul knew that she was going to leave.
Yeah.
So, and now I realize that. And then, of course, when I saw her look into my face, and it's interesting, I had a dream about my grandmother, too. And for some reason, when I see these people, they're a little fuller than what I remember them. And they usually have the hair color of when they were young, not when they passed on. So, I mean, that's just my experience, you know. And I'm sure I'm supposed to learn this so that it can be an easier tool for me to understand. So, but I had one other experience since then that this person looked right in my face, and it didn't, this person didn't die, but I, and what's so strange is I do not recognize them until the thing happens. So I don't understand. Is it because I'm supposed to leave it alone? I may try to change it.
Yeah, that's what I would, you know, everything happens for a reason. If you think about the higher dimensions of consciousness, right? You know, we have the, I call it the 9, some people call it the 11. I'm talking on an intuitive level what I've been able to ascertain. I'm not talking science, although there are other authors that I have read that talk about either the 9 or the 11th or 12 dimensions. I have a self at these higher dimensions that know a lot more than what I know. They know what's going on. So sometimes they stop or prevent me from doing something because it's not in my best, you know, not in my best interest, and I might get a little frustrated, but then afterwards I realize, oh, thank God I didn't follow through. That would have been a real mess. So that's what I'm, you know, you have spirit guides. You have, you've got the very powerful sisters and the Palladian energy, which is probably why we work together, because that Palladian energy is a loving soul source. It's an entity level, and they're here to help. So with you working with them as spirit guides, chances are you're channeling, quote-unquote, Palladian energy, and that is a very loving, gentle, very nurturing type of energy, and that's probably why a lot of people come to you as a healer, trauma erase, because they're getting a higher frequency.
Well, it's interesting. I'm very much into rummage sailing, and I went to a place yesterday, and right now I'm looking at the picture. It's these three angels, and when I first saw them, because of their colors of their outfits, I know that that's probably three of my 7 sisters that are spirit guides. And right now when you said that, I looked right at it, and I'm thinking, yep, there they are.
They're there, yeah. The interesting thing was years and years ago, over 5 years ago, that I had seen the 7. I saw 7 sisters around you, 7 very pure light frequency beings. They kind of oscillate. They were not really in form. They didn't have faces. They were kind of very narrow but long, and they almost emit a sound. It's almost like a high-pitched sound, but it's not irritating. It's like music. And I remember I was studying one of the courses, and I came up with the name of the Palladians was called the 7 Sisters. I almost fell out of my chair, and I thought, oh, that must be what, you know, that must be who I was seeing around you. Because in the name 7 Sisters, I don't think that was a coincidence. A lot of people have these very, you know, very high-level spirit guides. We're just not aware of it. So self-awareness is the key to ascension. You know, expanding your self-awareness, which is why we founded the school. When you expand your self-awareness, you become the source. Instead of just being dreamed, you become the dreamer. You become the creator. Instead of just being created, you become the director of your life.
It's interesting you said you heard that certain kind of a musical ringing, because I get that when I meditate. So that's telling me that they are speaking to me then.
Yes, that's what I call it meditating on the light and sound of God, which is too difficult to, not difficult, but we don't have enough time to talk about that right now, but there's a meditation that I teach called Meditating on the Sound and Light of God, and it's a very simple process of going within and looking in between the eyes, the eyebrows, at the third eye, which is right there in between the eyebrows, right at the, you know, the top of the nose, closing your eyes and looking at the light that's there. It doesn't have to be anything in particular, but when you gaze in that direction, what you're gazing at is your light body. You're gazing into a dimension of that's the way I see it. When I close my eyes, I'm gazing into a particular dimension. So by sitting quietly, going within and gazing at that space in between the eyes, at the dimension of your light body, you start to connect up with yourself and you start to see that you're not the physical anymore. You're really so much more than what you think you are. And then the sound, I call it the sound of God. When I sit quietly, I hear things. Now, if there's stuff going on, like the other day, you know, there was just too loud, I had to close my ears. Of course, you hear a lot more when you close your ears. You know, you just put your fingertips up right on top of your earlobe and you close them. But I don't like to do that because I want to be able to hear with all of my body. I don't want to just use my eardrums to hear. I want to hear with all of the physical body, all of my chakras, and all of the, you know, all of the meridians. That's why I teach when we do our meditation, and we meditate to the light and sound of God, I would like us to use the entire body. Even when you're looking in between your eyes, look with all of yourself. Because you're actually not using your eyeballs, your eyes are closed, right?
Right.
So look with all of yourself to this light body. Listen with all of yourself, and then you're using all aspects of yourself to evolve. You're not going to leave your physical behind. I mean, a lot of the Eastern philosophies, they leave the body behind. They think, oh, the body's not important, but the body is sacred. We need the body in order to evolve in this lifetime. So let's not leave it behind. Use it as a tool and raise the vibration of the actual physical body as well. Don't try and leave it. Raise the vibration of the physical body so that all of you can become aware of this multidimensional self. It's
and
really
I know I
tool,
myself,
yeah.
I see more with my eyes closed because I can see auras always when I close my eyes, and I see it sometimes with my eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm getting into a habit that, but again, we're all different, right?
Yeah, we are all different, and we all have gifts, and we all have abilities, and everyone is unique, and everyone is special. And I happen to work with healers or people who are trying to find their path, trying to, you know, move forward, trying to figure out, you know, what's working for them and what isn't working for them. But we are all unique. We all have a special mission and purpose, and it's that self-awareness that's necessary in order to become all that we've come here to do. Like, we've got so much to us. There's so much more to us than what meets the eye. There's so much more. We think that we're just these, you know, weak humans, and we're not.
Well, you know, another thing that has happened to me at least three times is I have, twice it was somebody that I met, but one time I haven't met this person yet, but then when I did meet them, I knew it was them. But what would happen is I'd wake up during the night and I'd see them standing by my bed, you know, almost like I could see through them, but they have the exact appearance of what they look like alive, like I would look like now if you saw that part of me. But it never scared me. I just took it as, you know, in fact, I would call them up and tease them and say, hey, what were you doing in my bedroom last night? And one says she did it all the time, and the other one just said, really? But
mm-hmm.
So what was that?
Well, that's the same astral travel where you're using your astral body. You know, you project your consciousness out. I call it throwing your consciousness, you know. I'll throw my consciousness from my health to wherever it is that I want to go. And that's a great topic for a show, or maybe that's something that we can talk about next week.
Okay.
Using, you know, astral travel, taking that astral body and doing what you need to do. And if it's, you know, doing a reading for somebody, don't force it. Just travel, go to their home, figure out what do they need to, you know, how do they need to evolve. You know, you can use the body, you can use the astral body. It can go anywhere. There's no limit to the astral body. It's just how aware can you be of it. And a lot of that has to be a result of you cleansing your field, making sure that you're not hanging on to doubt or fear, because if you're hanging on to doubt and fear, then you're not resonating at a level high enough in order to travel. You know, it's not astral travel isn't a gift. It's an ability that everybody has equally. It's whether or not you've raised your vibration or cleansed your consciousness, quote unquote, enough to do it. But it's not something that you even have to earn. We don't have to earn these gifts. We're not, you know, bad little boys and girls, and we have to earn gifts. All of these gifts are latent within our soul complex, and that's why when people come to me for a healing, or they come to you for a healing, all of a sudden they awaken. You know, they start seeing things. They start being able to. There's one lady I worked with not too long ago. Within the first 48 hours, all of a sudden she started to see and sense all these things around her, and now she's a healer. She's got a full-time practice, and she's doing really well. She's channeling all these different types of tools to use for people, like just phenomenal things that I wouldn't think of. So, but it's inside of her. I didn't give her anything. It was inside of her. It just needed to be activated or awakened, which is what I call the light body activations, which is, you know, the same thing as a soul reflection and healing. You're activating your light body by healing.
Well, I know you've mentioned that you feel your number one clientele are healers.
Yes, that's, well, I work with people who are awakening, people who want to be healers, people who want to, or light bearers, use the word light bearers, people who want to make a difference in the world.
Just
people who want to move forward and evolve, people who want to liberate their souls. Really, really people who are very, have always been intense, and they've always felt that there is a greater purpose to life. And I know we might be running out of time. I think we're down for just a few minutes, so I'll let you talk and give out any information.
Yeah, I was going to say that I know that, I don't know how many are listening to us, but many people get on archives, and maybe we should give them our personal numbers so they can call us direct, because then we won't be on the radio, so they can't call us. So my phone number is 218-425-3983, and my email is Lavonne, LAVONNEF, at WIKTEL.com. That's Lavonne F at WIKTEL.com. And did you want to give yours?
Yes, my number is 773-831-4496. And my web is www.knowingspirit.org. If you go on there, we have podcasts, we have 24/7 live music, lectures, seminars from the school. We also have a newsletter subscription box, which lets you know about our upcoming events. You know, tomorrow we have a free teleconference on creating harmony in your life. So you would just email knowingspirit@gmail.com to get in on the call. Also, the subscription to the newsletter gives you discounts to the products. So I know, Lavonne, your newsletter will be coming out tomorrow, and you have a discount on your gold patches?
Yes, on those detox foot patches, which are advertised on TV all over the place. Now they're very, very popular. So, yes.
Yes, you're offering free shipping to anybody who's on the newsletter list.
Yes.
List.
Yeah,
and that will be going out tomorrow. So I'll wait if there's anybody who... I know every day somebody's subscribing, somebody new is subscribing to the list.
Great.
So I will wait until tomorrow to get that, to send out that newsletter to everybody, which is your newsletter, which is called From the Heart.
Yes.
And it's Holistic Health and Wisdom. And I read it. I really thought it was really very interesting. And then there's also mine, which is called Knowing Spirits or Healing Your Soul. That's a newsletter. And that's on articles on self-healing.
And what's really neat is that we have many things to offer through the school and even retreats, which is very, very... And when I went to your first retreat, I remember I stood up and I said, I want a healing in everything, spiritual, emotional, physical, mentally. And that night, I literally felt my body... I literally felt something take my finger, straighten it out, because I hurt my finger years ago, and my shoulder was put into place. So it's a very powerful retreat.
Yeah, know? Those retreats I do find intense. So I
very
can,
intense.
Yeah.
And you will be guided if that's part of the program for
yeah.
you, right?
Yeah, everybody will be guided. They can
yes.
just visit our website. Even the school's website is healingyoursoul.org. So it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show today, Reverend Lavonne.
Thank you for being on, too.
Okay, thank you so much for everyone else for listening. And don't forget to visit our websites and
Yeah, just check us out. See what we have to offer and ask for guidance. And if you're supposed to be working with us, we will hear from you.
Yeah. All right, take care, everybody. Have a great day.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Sharice Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Sharice sending you light and love on your journey home.